Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Public Health announcing 85 additional cases of COVID-19 for a statewide total of 699. The new cases include 5 more in Siouxland in the counties of Woodbury, Monona, O'Brien Sioux, and now Plymouth. The governor has scheduled a news conference this afternoon at 2:30 that you can hear live on Siouxland Public Media. The Democratic leaders of the Iowa House and Senate urging Republican Governor Kim Reynolds to issue a formal stay-at-home order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. They sent a letter to the governor asking her to go further in her response to the new coronavirus. Reynolds says she's already put strong restrictions into place. State Representative Tim Cassina of Sioux City says he's keeping close watch on the ever-evolving health emergency. The Democrat says Governor Reynolds is basing her decision on numbers, not emotions, and on what she feels is best for the state.
I think she is working off the metrics that are given to her at this time. Problem with that is we really don't have a good metric or a model for Iowa right now.
Cassina, who is leaving the legislature to run for Woodbury County Supervisor, says local entities should have the flexibility to make decisions concerning COVID-19 instead of leaving it up to the state.
And I think the scary thing right now is how many are, contagious and non-symptomatic at all.
Cassina says more metrics for the state of Iowa should come out next week, and that's when we'll know if the governor is doing enough to stop the spread of COVID-19. Another local voice urging the governor to issue a shelter-in-place order. Don Dew is the executive director of the Disabilities Resource Center of Siouxland.
Please look at the data of why it is so much better to do mitigation early, to lock down the state, basically.
Dew, along with other members of Iowa's Independent Living Network, sent a letter to the governor this week urging her to take more action than just telling people to stay home.
There's no actual teeth behind it where people can say, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
The network also told the governor if medical supplies need to be rationed, it's against the law to discriminate against people with disabilities. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts defending his refusal to issue a stay-at-home order for residents. He argues it isn't necessary for Nebraska, even though 40 other governors have done so. Ricketts says he doesn't plan to deviate from his current approach, which includes a statewide, non-enforceable recommendation that residents avoid gatherings with more than 10 people. The governor has taken a regional approach as well, ordering bans on 10-person gatherings and forcing restaurants to close their dining rooms in areas where confirmed cases of the virus cannot be traced. Those bans are now in place in 56 of Nebraska's 93 counties. Layoffs expected for the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino after the governor extended the shutdown of casinos through the end of the month. The Hard Rock's vice president of operations tells the Sioux City Journal the new move would trigger layoffs starting on April 8th. And Western Iowa Tech Community College will remain closed to the public for the rest of the semester. That includes all campuses in Sioux City, Cherokee, and Denison. Plus, all events are canceled through May 14th. Students will continue their coursework online, and residence halls will remain open to students who wish to stay on campus with food service provided. Spring graduation will take place virtually. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, here's the KCAU 9 Weather Center.